That's the kind of family I got. One of my children. And another daughter. It's just as good to me as she works in the afternoon. And then if something gets wrong with me, I don't exactly understand and think I need to go to the doctor. All I got to do is go to the phone and call her and she's here in 15 minutes. And put in and she'll stay with me until she finds out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And my son now, he's a beneficiary now, and I feel that, I reckon taking up too much of your time, but anyhow, I feel that, 2,000
mm-hmm.
and a little over $300 here about a month ago, a little bit ago. And he had hoarded me for that money ever since I got it. Come through the mail one Saturday morning to me, and he was down here that evening to get it, to put it in the bank on the bank up there, First Federal,
mm-hmm.
in Gable, on a savings account. Well, he come in here, I said, he said, you get your check this morning? I said, no, I ain't got it. Well, I didn't have it because I got it while I got somebody to drive a truck and a carry her old wolf and put it in there. I got my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The one that lived 4 miles up there, go with me. And we put it in the bank
mm-hmm.
on a savings account there. I'm getting 5.5% interest on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, that makes $6,000, over $6,000 I'm drawing interest on. And it's just about to kill his soul. Because he can't get his fingers on that money. I don't think he's just being dishonest about anything like that, but now why is it? I said, George, I said, that's my money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I'm still capable of tending my business. I said, why can't I do it with my money what I want to?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I'm looking at the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But I made Everett. Now, I have done 10 times more for George and Evan than I have for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm proud of him. And he said, well, what did you do with it? He said, you put it in the Williston bank? I said, yes. I said, I put it in their own interest.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, why'd you do that? Why'd you give it to me and let me carry it up there again when I put it in the bank up there for you? I said, well, I'm satisfied with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And now I had give Evelyn the highest education that she could get.
Mm-hmm.
And just take her through the junior college here in Ocala mm-hmm. and such as that. And I got her a job to start with of $300 a month working for the Florida Power.
Mm-hmm.
And she went up to where she was in a few dollars of the top lady in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't go any higher until this woman was raised up to more than this woman had gone as high as she could go.
Mm-hmm.
But she was drawing a neighborhood of $400 a month. Her husband was a welder for the White Electric in Gable, but he was drawing big money.
Mm-hmm.
Quit all of that and went down there and taken the Jehovah mission
mm-hmm.
over. Well, that's just the way they have done.
Mm-hmm. You remember a long time ago, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby?
Midwife.
Uh-huh.
You
remember that?
Yeah, I remember it. In other words, when my second child was born, I was a midwife. Couldn't get a doctor.
Uh-huh.
The doctor had made arrangements with him and all, but he was off and couldn't get to her.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 3 hours late when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I made that doctor mad. I didn't intend to, and he walked in the door. I said, Doc, I said, you're just 3 hours late. I said, I don't think I need you.